You're listening to Radio Influence.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. This is the third edition, and it's been received with open arms to this point. You know, it's not really a podcast for weed heads, although we embrace weed heads. It's really a podcast for knowledge, and we want to gain knowledge with cannabis because cannabis is doing some wonderful things in our neighborhood, and everybody needs to know about it. I don't know what my level of knowledge is with cannabis. I know it makes me feel good, and that's my limit. So I don't know a whole lot about it. That's why I started this podcast, and that's why I'm trying to get the knowledge out there. But what I'm going to do is bring knowledgeable people with me that can let you guys know what cannabis is doing once again in our community. Big ups to Trulieve. We are powered by Trulieve. I've not gone to any other dispensary. I don't know what the other dispensaries do. I just know that Trulieve, they do it the best. They have the best products, and you know, they're it. They're like Kleenex now in the Bay Area. When you say dispensaries, it's going to be Trulieve. And when you want to get to Trulieve, there's a process. What you have to do is you have to go to doctors, and you have to get your card, which I got about a year ago or so. And what we're going to tell you is Tetra Health Centers is also the place to go for the doctors with all the knowledge. Tetra Health Centers, THC, makes a whole lot of sense. Over there, 2814 West Martin Luther King. So if you need the doctors to get you to Trulieve, you definitely have to go to Tetra Health Center. So I have the young and lovely Jacinia Lopez in the house here from Tetra Health Centers. How are you doing today? You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't think you were going to be this young when someone's sending me something from Tetra Health Center. How old are you, young lady?
I'm 27.
27. Okay. All right. You look younger than that, which is good.
Thank you.
That's a good thing. Now, what is your title over there at the Tetra Health Centers?
I'm the medical assistant.
Which means what?
So I do all of the background checks, the history and physicals, the blood pressure, and make sure the patients meet the requirements to become a patient.
Absolutely. So you guys are over there on Martin Luther King. Cannabis has kind of been ramped up here lately, obviously in Florida with all the new regulations. Talk about the rules and regulations and how they've changed maybe in the last year or so. It seems, because I got in this about a year ago, and it was really hard to get your card. Like, it took me months and months and months. It seems like the process is getting better as we're going. It's maybe a little smoother now.
No, absolutely. In the beginning, it took, you needed to see the doctor three times. The first one to establish a patient and doctor. Then you needed a 3-month follow-up. And then after 90 days, you received your card. Whereas to now, after the first visit, you find out if you're approved. The state has updated their systems to now getting the cards within 2 to 4 weeks.
Nice.
So it has a huge change. And the only other follow-up that's mandated is about 6 months after the first visit. And every 6 months after that.
Awesome. Now, you know, the average person out there who is hasn't been exposed to cannabis, they're probably thinking that, you know, there's people sitting in their basements and listening to rock and roll music and smoking weed. That's what it used to be. And Reefer Madness, you're not old enough to really even, you know what Reefer Madness is?
Yes, sir.
You do, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're definitely old enough to have seen Reefer Madness. I'm really not, but I've definitely seen, you know, cuts from it. And I've actually watched it. It's pretty damn funny, to be honest with you. But explain what I don't know if there's an average patient that you have. You think there's an average type of patient? Because when I go to Trulieve, I don't really see that many young people. I see veterans. I see people with visible ailments. Is there an average type of patient?
Not so much average. There are more common patients that deal with pain, I would say, whether it's nerve pain or muscle pain. Overall, even insomnia or anxiety, which can leave you up all night, and stressing could cause pain in a way where you're not getting the proper nutrients to your body. So definitely overall, I would say pain.
Well, you know, for myself, you know, having played football as long as I did, you know, it wasn't really hard for me to prove that I had some ailments. I got a whole lot of ailments. Okay. insomnia could have been one of them. And when I went back to Trulieve and I talked to I was talking to everybody there, they were saying, well, how are you sleeping? And I said, well, I've never really slept well in my whole life. I really haven't. I don't sleep that long. I probably sleep an extra 2 hours because I take the THC pills at night. I mean, is that something people are, is that a common thing, insomnia, that people go
with? Absolutely. Insomnia and anxiety, they're one of the two top that I would say besides, you know, the qualifying conditions that we already have, most definitely.
Now, you know, I'm looking here at medical uses for marijuana, and it says here, it says they're over 700, okay? I mean, that's almost everything when you really think about it, and you really don't have to go over, like, Crohn's disease. Like, I don't know anybody with Crohn's disease. I don't. I'm sure there are a few. But you could just go to, listen to how basic this is. Pain. That's just, it just makes sense because people are in pain. And instead of taking Percocets and Vicodin and all those things that are boring a hole in your stomach and killing our society, you can take a very simple natural pill, which is substantially better than that stuff that's killing everybody, opioids.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Now, speak on opioids, and you have to be versed in opioids and what it's doing to our community.
No, absolutely. With opioids, the problem is it affects the kidneys, the liver, and it's a temporary fix. So it'll help right now, but with opioids, your body will adapt to them. Mm-hmm. So it can help your pain for a few months or so, or even a few weeks, and then your body will grow a tolerance for them. So now it's a mind over matter where it's no longer helping. It's more of a need for it because you know it did work at one point, so you constantly take it just because it did work at one point.
Absolutely. And I've been around opioids my whole life, and I've always found a way to stay away from them. Like, I've seen opioids kill people. Like, I've seen, my teammates, I've seen a teammate of mine take 30 Vicodin before, you know, and while he was drinking. He's dead now, but that's what he was doing. So, you know, the people that are still fighting against marijuana, it's getting to be an old argument. And do you guys ever talk about, you know, government and how government is still opposed to marijuana? It's all, you know, it's money. We all know that. It's still the government getting money, the lobbyists out there are still, because they still, people that are selling opioids still have to make all their billions of dollars. Is that something you guys ever discuss?
We do. It was a big issue because we had previously talked about having the flower in the state, and we recently had it approved by a judge. And then the governor had appealed it. So that set us, you know, what we thought we were 10 steps ahead, just sent us 10 steps back because the flower does hold potential.
Sure.
Along with the oils themselves.
So we're at a point now where it was approved that people could smoke it. And then the government, I mean, they put their foot and they said, well, we'll hold on. How long is this going to last? I mean, when do you think that flower will be approved in Florida?
Well, I do know the judges are giving a deadline. So once that deadline is finalized, they won't be able to appeal it no more. Hopefully, we have high hopes within the next couple months.
No doubt. I mean, I know John Morgan and I know Joe Redner, and these guys are all, you know, they're all up there in Tallahassee, and they're fighting for this. They've been fighting it for a long time, and it's getting to a point now where there's really no argument against it anymore. There's just not, and it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen real soon. How do you think that will change the game? I mean, like, I started smoking when I was 35. Okay, I'm 50 now, so I haven't been smoking that long. I talked to somebody yesterday that started smoking when they were 8. Like, I've never heard that one before in my life. But if you can ingest it and eat it, it doesn't even make sense why you can't smoke it. What is their mentality why you can't smoke it? Well, what's the mentality?
There absolutely makes no sense on why they don't want the flower, other than the money, I would assume.
Sure.
I know they had a big stink about edibles because of children, but I don't see how the flower would affect the children, so I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, once again, that's getting nitpicky. It's always you're worried about the children. The children can get in trouble. You're going to sell opioids? They can't take a pill, but they can take an edible. That doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely. And we have children overdosing on opioids all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, they get into sports injuries as young as eighth grade, you know, even younger. And that's the first thing they push out. And it starts that young. It starts with little injuries that they give the opioids for. And I honestly think that edibles are better when it comes to the children. If you think you don't want the kids to have to inhale, you want something where it's medicinal and they don't know that they're taking something unnatural because it's common to them.
Now, how long have you worked at Tetra Health Centers?
I've been there a year now.
A year. Now, do you smoke?
I do not.
Do you ingest edibles?
No, but I am fond of the CBDs. I do take the teas.
Okay.
The CBD teas to help relax at night.
Okay. Now, the CBD doesn't have the same effect as the THC, but it still relaxes you, though?
So it doesn't have the same psychoactive components where it's a head high as well as a body high, but it does relax the body. Mm-hmm. It's very common to relieve stress in the sense without giving you the impairment of the THC.
Absolutely. Talking to Jacina Lopez over here from Tetra Health Centers. And once again, looking at some of these other things that marijuana alleviates, AIDS, HIV, Alzheimer's, arthritis. That's something that's very prevalent in our society as well. You have to see that a whole lot.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And it's great because so the CBD is activated through the THC. So it's both components that are needed to help with to cure this in the sense, or at least relieve the pain. And it acts as an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. So it relieves the muscles and the nerves from being irritated, causing less pain throughout the body.
So what credentials do you have to have to be an assistant? I mean, you had to go through weed college or something like that? What did you have
to
do?
No, I went to medical assistant school. I did a year and a half course. Mm-hmm. I became certified in basic medical assistance. You know, like I said, taking vitals, blood pressure, things, height and weight, and just, you know, the background history. Mm-hmm. They have to be pre-qualified so that they don't come and think that, you know, I can't sleep. They actually have to have a diagnosis and prove it, and then we can qualify them.
How does somebody prove that they have insomnia? How do they prove that? From a doctor?
Absolutely.
But how does a doctor prove that?
So, I mean, you would have to go explain it to your doctor saying, you know, you're having trouble sleeping, have a history of it in the sense where they would then go and try to find different ways to help cure the insomnia. Usually they would prescribe a sleeping pill, which we try to stay away from.
Yeah, no doubt. we hear so many stories. You obviously know who Tiger Woods is, right?
Yes.
You ever seen a video of Tiger Woods when he got pulled over? He had zero alcohol in his system. He couldn't speak. He couldn't say the alphabet. And that's from pills. And, you know, when you talked about kids overdosing from opioids, which happens often, and a lot of people overdose from opioids, the first person to overdoses for marijuana is going to be the first person.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's ever overdose on marijuana.
Correct.
Now, I mean, you can smoke too much or eat too much. There's no doubt about it.
No. And then not a doubt.
I've done it, okay? I've eaten too much. And it's not the best situation. It's not easy to do because I'm a big guy and I think that I can do more than I can sometimes. But the stories are still not me going to the hospital or me dying.
Correct.
It's just me tripping a little bit. You know what I mean?
And even with that being said, like with the THC, if you take too much, you might get a rush. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a little lightheaded.
Yeah.
It causes you to sit down or lay down.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
No.
You're not impacting anyone else's life.
Correct.
But yours.
I had an out-of-body experience, though.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I was sitting across from myself looking at myself, so it was kind of a different situation. Don't want to go there again. But that's a whole different story. With Trulieve and Tetra Health Centers, that's all doing it the right way. And just like any other drug on the market, and it's not a drug, medicine, if you take it as you're supposed to, life is going to be perfect.
Yes. And back to what you were saying about the outer body experience, if you take too much THC, it's possible to experience that.
No
but
doubt.
Now they have it, the medicinal, to where you can balance that. Mm. If you took a little CBD at that point, it would bring you back to a conscious
before.
State of mind.
See,
now, it doesn't cross it out in the sense or stop it, it'll just balance it out where it doesn't overpower your body in the sense. Either or, you could take too much CBD and feel a little active. Okay. The sativa will make you active. If you just took a little indica, it'll relax you from being too active and vice versa. Yes,
so
sir.
So if you take too much THC, you take some CBD and that balances it out?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I think you're the second person that's told me that.
Yes, sir.
So always have some CBD at hand somewhere.
Absolutely,
I have
yes.
some close, absolutely. So, and then the last one on this list, and once again, there was over 700 uses for marijuana. Terminally ill. You need a law to get somebody that's terminally ill some medication. That's stupid.
It's absolutely stupid, and it's furthermore that to be terminally ill, they require that you have to come in the office and be seen. So you're potentially putting someone who's terminally ill at bigger risk because you don't know what's going to cause them to get sicker out in the open. And it should just be something that they're able to do.
Absolutely. So do you have any good success stories? You've been around for a year. You had to have seen some good success stories of, you know, people that before they were exposed to cannabis and after. You have any good success stories?
Oh, absolutely. There's three particular ones that come to mind. I have one patient who's in remission, was a stage 3 cancer. They're in remission right now. We have a 5-year-old little boy who he was in pretty bad shape. You know, he couldn't control his anxiety and his depression. And then he had ADHD on top of it. He would come in and ram his head into walls. And
5 years old. No,
like 5 years old.
Let me ask you this. And I our world is changing because, you know, I'm substantially older than you. But when I was young, kids didn't have depression. Like how can a 5-year-old have depression? I don't think I understand that.
So it's not, so it's declared depression because they can't control their emotions.
Okay.
You know, if more towards mood swings, you could say, if a kid gets really sad and can't control that, it's hard to explain to a 5-year-old how this will pass, you know, because they're only living in the moment right then and there. And nowadays everyone acts on impulse. There's no sitting back and thinking on it. So a kid can suffer from depression just because they don't understand the emotions that they're going through. Not completely PTSD, but having traumatic things happen to them where it sits heavier on them is definitely, you know, how they would declare it as depression at that age.
Now, is 5 years old the youngest patient you've seen? Like, I wouldn't have thought it would be that young.
That I've personally dealt with, yes. I have heard of stories of a few years younger.
Really?
But 5 years old is the youngest that I've personally dealt with.
That should tell everybody something. If, you know, so a 5-year-old that has depression is dealing with issues and anxiety, what would be prescribed to that 5-year-old?
So he gets a high CBD, and then for evenings, a very low dose of THC, because it is still needed. Like I said before, you need both of them to get the full effect of the cannabis. So there is a little needed at the end of the night to settle the child down, but a high CBD mostly for the daytime.
Wow. I mean, I've watched some documentaries and I've watched some shows on before and after, and like I seen this kid, you know, balled up on the couch, can't move, you know,
seizures,
ulcers, and seizures, or the kid's having 300 seizures a day and then get exposed to cannabis, and all of a sudden seizures go down to 2 or something like that.
Yes, sir.
You probably see some pretty severe cases coming there, don't you?
Absolutely. We've, you know, multiple sclerosis is another one where it affects the nerves, and we've had people who've come in wheelchairs who haven't walked in a year, and after just a few weeks at max being on cannabis, come in walking maybe with a cane or on their own. So it's pretty heartwarming to see the transformation.
It seems like cannabis is also very effective with people that have anything in ulcers or anything stomach related.
Absolutely. Like I stated with the CBDs being an anti-inflammatory. So taken together, they can keep the acidity down so that your body can cure itself. And it also rejuvenates the cells. So you definitely want to make sure that you're digesting it so that it can do its full effect.
Now, you know, I smoke it. I ingest it. Everybody has to give you the reason why they take cannabis. Really, the reason is it makes you feel good.
Yes, sir.
That's why people take it. It makes you feel good. It calms you down. It helps me with my arthritis, helps me with my pain, ease it a little bit. But it's to the point now where you know, I'm still hearing people. I know Pam Bondi personally, and I listen to her politics on marijuana, and I feel like calling her up and go, you can't be serious anymore. You can't be still preaching this nonsense. It's nonsense, and it Canada, I'm Canadian at birth. Canada just said, go at it. Data said it is legal, period. Now, for Tetra Health Centers and for Trulieve, that wouldn't be good because you're allowing everybody to grow it anywhere they want to. That's not good for the companies. But a year from now, what do you think cannabis is going to be in Florida? And maybe 5 years from now, what do you think it's going to be?
Well, I definitely think the plan is going to be something that they're going to look into. As far as it affecting us, there are still a lot of medicinal patients that will need it. Mm-hmm. And we are the location where you would want to go to get all the information medicinally to find what works best for each condition. So, I mean, I don't think it would be too bad for us as long as, you know, people are still hurting. We can mm-hmm. show them how to do it the right way.
Now, you guys aren't actually... You don't deal with the plants, okay? Because Trulieve has grow houses and those kinds. So you guys don't really actually deal with the plants. You're never around it.
We don't do anything with the medicinal cannabis at all. We just qualify them, and then we will send them to the dispensaries.
Okay. And you have access to dispensaries around here? Have you ever been to a dispensary yourself?
No.
I've never been to a grow house, although I'm dying to go. I just want to go smell it.
Our doctor, Dr. Scott, he's been to, I'm pretty sure, all of the grow house. Mm-hmm. He's very acquainted with the dispensaries. He likes to know how they grow them, which plants they have, so that he can better qualify the patients and diagnose them, you know, to recommend which flower would work better.
No doubt. And we're talking to Jacinta Lopez from Tetra Health Centers. And, you know, when we're talking about our government, you know, the government, and this in Florida put $5 million in marketing to campaign Drive Baked, Get Busted. They put now, I talk about this often. We don't have money to give teachers, okay? And we're putting $5 million. I'm sure if you take $5 million and divvy it out to all the teachers, they're getting a little bit of money. We're going to put $5 million in Drive Baked, Get Busted. I don't know if the government's ever going to stop trying to scare us, because that's all it is everybody knows. First of all, I also saw a documentary and a study on people driving high, and you don't drive worse. I mean, I'm not telling everybody to go out getting baked and drive. That's not what I'm saying. But they had a study, and they said marijuana smokers, when they smoke, they actually drive better.
So, yes, any habitual smoker, anyone who knows their limits, the THC will impact you in the sense where you'll be more relaxed. You might take off a little slower at the green light.
Hey,
however,
is that bad?
There is no accidents caused by it that I know of as of yet. And CBD doesn't impact you in any way. So when they say, drive baked, if you're taking CBD, you can still drive.
Sure.
You can
sure.
still be without pain. Mm-hmm. You will test positive in the sense because there's still that 1% of THC, but it doesn't impact you all the way.
Yeah, and it's, once again, they're going to continue to try to scare us because of, you know, drug companies. And
which is
farm.
The biggest issue.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our patients, they're so scared. They, you know, because it's a scheduled one drug, they're so worried about, well, what if I get pulled over?
Which
what,
is
you
crazy,
know,
right?
What about my job? Because that's another big issue everyone's worried about. So I can get it medicinally, but what if my job drug tests me?
Mm-hmm.
If the government just eased up and said, okay, it's not going to affect your job as long as you're not impaired as any other medication you would take. If it doesn't affect you at work, you're okay to take it. Less people would be on edge and things would be a lot easier.
Well, and these days, I'm looking around these days, and, you know, when vape pens came out, like, I was like, why is everybody smoking cigarettes all the time? And you don't need to smoke cigarettes. And I realized, that ain't cigarettes. There's people, like, I get my vape pens from Trulieve, and I'll sit here all day and just hit it when I need it. It doesn't impair you. That's the thing. I mean, people that don't smoke don't realize how many people smoke every day and do what they do.
Yep.
I mean, every single day, all day. And once again, the stigma of, you know, people that smoke marijuana as be sitting in their basement and, you know, just being lazy. is that's gone.
Absolutely.
It should be gone anyways, because there's people, I don't know anybody creative that doesn't smoke marijuana. None. Anybody that made any song and ever smoked marijuana when they made the song. I mean, that's just the way it is. You don't smoke marijuana?
I don't.
But once again, I waited till I was 35, but then all of a sudden I started liking art and I wanted to go to a museum and I wanted to see different cities. Before that, I was like, eh, it broadens it up. It broadens your vision a little bit, you know?
Well, I don't do the THC aspect of it, but I do the CBD, like I said before, to relax. So, I mean, I have seen the full potential of the flower. I just personally don't have the conditions for the THC component, but I'm so far, I do believe that it definitely makes a difference in everyday life. I believe everyone should try THC, it.
You don't take the THC because you don't feel you need it?
Correct.
Okay. Well, when you take it, you're going to realize you needed it. You're going to go, what did I wait this long for? Once again, I'm not trying to push you into anything, but I mean, just once again, the music will be better.
Okay.
When you listen to the music, you're going to go, was that a cymbal? I heard something in the background that I've never heard before. And trust me, smoke something and listen to some Led Zeppelin. It'll be good. You're too young for Led Zeppelin. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyways, this has been fun, first of all. And you guys are located at 2814 West Martin Luther King.
Yes, sir.
When you go to Tetra Health Centers, what is it all? Is it a big office, a small office? What is it?
No, it's currently a small office, a small building. It's not a small office. We have four rooms, a huge lobby where people can wait. We try to get them in and out within a half hour. We're pretty good with that. It's next to the Checkers and across the street from St. Joseph's Hospital.
Okay, know exactly where that is. Do you send people to specific places like Trulieve is our people? But do you have other people you deal with?
Yeah, there are a few other dispensaries. Trulieve is one of the ones that we do. We give a pamphlet to all our patients, giving them all the information. There's a few other dispensaries in Tampa that we also give the information to.
For those of you that are curious about the cannabis life, this is what I'm going to say. Go to Tetra Health Centers. And first of all, how many doctors do you have there?
At the moment, we have one.
Okay. So they walk in, do they need to do anything before they get there?
So you would either have to have your medical records on hand or have them sent to us prior. The doctor prefers to have them so we can, speed up the process.
Sure.
Since everything is done electronically, by the time of the end of your appointment, we have you registered and your application is sent out. So it's just a 2 to 4 week waiting period.
Head over to Tetra Health Centers, see the doctor, bring your records, and then hopefully the process starts at that point. Then 2 to 4 weeks, you said, probably?
Correct.
2 to 4 weeks to get your card. When you get your card, hustle over to Trulieve. Go see what they have product-wise. I would suggest to go there and see what they have first to experience it. And then afterwards, you can just order stuff online, and they can have it delivered right to your house, which makes it a lot easier. And it's really an easy process. And then now you're doing it legally. And you can't get in trouble, which is good, because I'm not trying to go to jail. So for those of you that want to get hooked up with Tetra Health Centers, go to TetraHealthCenters.com. And then after that, you go to Trulieve.com. And Trulieve has 15 locations in this area. They're popping up everywhere. And Tetra Health Centers over there at 2814 West Martin Luther King. So you working on the 4th of July?
Yes, sir.
You going back to work?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm just here.
is she paying you double? She's paying you double? Tell her she should be paying you double for today. Come on. Or you should be getting a promotion or something like that. Well, Jacina, thank you.
Thank you.
You're excellent. And I appreciate your knowledge. And for anybody out there that has any questions for me, whether it be on cannabis or anything else, Ian Beckles at RadioInfluence.com. I appreciate you guys listening into the Cannabis Podcast. This was the third. There'll be many more on the horizon. Thank you to Trulieve and Tetra Health Centers. Everybody have a wonderful week and smoke something delicious. How about that? Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
This is a Landry Football with Chris Landry. Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Richard from Tampa asks about my assessment of Dirk Cutter as a head coach for the Bucks. Listen, I think it's been very inconsistent, Richard. You know, there's no question that when he was hired by Lovey, it was to run and to run an offense, to work with quarterback. They were going to draft one. He did prefer Mariota, but he came on board with, you know, with the idea of taking Winston. That's what Jason Light and Lovey wanted. And he was okay with it. I think he liked Winston, but I think he liked Mariota a little bit more. And I base that only with my dealings with the Bucks and the staff prior to that draft. I don't think Jameis has developed nearly as well as some of the quarterbacks that have been drafted in future years after him. That's a lot on Jameis, but that's some on Dirk too. I don't think they've done enough of the offense. I don't think they've done enough as a team. Listen, I think that Dirk was a candidate to move on. I think he played his hand a little strong. And Jason Light, who wanted to get more control himself, they kind of forced Lovey out. Some people think it's justified from a football standpoint. That's fine. From a loyalty standpoint, it was not a good look for Dirk. Certainly not a good look for Jason. And they haven't had success. Bucks have not had success. It's going to be a pivotal year for them. But to this point, I think I'm kind by saying it's been inconsistent. It's been average. It's probably been a little bit less than average.
Chris Landry brings you Landry Football every week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.